This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. The NRA meetup was, normally when you walk around there, if you walk around there enough, you're going to run into somebody, and the law of averages did not work for me this time with my next guest. I never hooked up with him. The mobile phone reception in there was horrible, because I was trying to call him and everything else, but you know what? He's here now, and we'll just talk now. Joining me again. From Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir. And then there was silence. Have we got Lincoln? Is he not turned up?
Yep, check, check, check. One, check, two, check, check.
Those sound checks, don't you just love? I got you. I got you 5x5. Got you.
Roger that. I got you. Licking chicken.
Yep, yep, yep. So, after you left, did you even see I had tried to call you?
Oh, I did. I did, as a matter of fact. But, moving forward, we'll just have to go to the text message route. I even saw that you left me a voicemail, and I wish that I could just turn off voicemails. I get hundreds of emails, hundreds of phone calls. If I'm not getting a text message, it's something that I can respond to quickly, it just kind of goes unnoticed. And for that, I apologize.
I got phone calls, I got text messages that even came through on the floor.
It was tough.
You couldn't have heard a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant in that venue.
That's right. True, so. Very true. It was loud.
And by the time everybody got out and everything, it was, you're like looking at it going, hey, well, all the fireworks have stopped.
Right.
But that's okay. That's okay. There will be another time.
I really do not like going to SHOT Show. Not a fan. It's just too much for me. But this NRA it's a lot smaller. A lot of people don't realize that SHOT Show is intended for industry personnel. It's not really for buying and selling to the consumer. And NRA is all about the consumer. But I really, truly enjoyed this NRA show much, much more than SHOT. It's smaller. It's easier to manage. You can get around the entire show in a day if you really need to and you've got goals set. But it's a lot easier to just kind of mosey around and, meet people, see people, keep up with relationships and whatnot. It was much, much better time for me than SHOT Show.
Yeah, SHOT Show is a logistical challenge at best. And if you're not a long distance runner who can run through broken terrain and dodge, well, SHOT Show is going to be a challenge at best. To get around and just see everything. So, yeah, I'm not a big SHOT Show fan myself. I've been to one. I don't know if I will go to the next one unless I end up on Radio Row there. And even if I end up there, I may not go. But I may go.
I feel as if I have to. I don't want to, but I have to. And if you don't, it's that one opportunity every year to go and keep up with dozens of relationships in one place. During that week. So
it's where I met you.
Opportunity.
It's where I met you.
Right. True story.
Lincoln and I met out in the hallway, out from away from everywhere. His right hand, Earl, put that together. And that's where we have met. We have actually met one time. I haven't met Kit yet, but I have met you. So, I missed the Chris Kyle Memorial, but I want you to tell me about it.
I thought, you were just going to meet us there, and you were waiting to hear back from me, and I should have known better. So, I'm really sorry about that. But maybe we can do better next year.
There will be another benefit.
Yeah, the benefit couldn't have gone any better. You know, I've been for years, and it's always special. It is the one time every year that I don't feel awkward crying in public.
Right.
You know, there's always two or three or four guest speakers that always speak about something differently. And believe it or not, the person that really, you know, took it to me this year was a woman. She was there on behalf of the receiving charity, and I'll come back to that. But this woman, she is the wife of a former Green Beret, and she talked about, you know, what it's like to be a spouse. And my wife has said a million times that she used to hate when I deploy, you know, whether I was gone for 3 months or 6 months or 9 months, I'd come home and I would always be a different person.
Right.
She didn't know who to expect, what to expect. And by the time I'd normalize, I'd be out the door again. But this woman stood up on that stage, and it was, I swear it felt like she was speaking directly to me and my wife. And I know that I'm not special in that, or let me put it this way, that there are many, many of us that are special in that thing that we share.
Right.
So it was that one woman, her speech was amazing. And I'll tell you what, she had it down. Like she presented as if like she had done that presentation or that speech, given that speech 1,000 times. So I was really, really impressed. But so back to the specific benefit, we do it every year. Every year we get together with Spikes Tactical and Black Spider Optics, and we build a custom one-off gun that you can't get anywhere else on the planet, and we raffle it off for the benefit. And this year, I am proud to say we pulled in more than $15,000 in this one raffle, for this one gun. And, a guy out of Dallas-Fort Worth by the name of Freddie Vodka won it. He couldn't have been any more excited. He was jumping up and down and, you know, doing the dance. But, everybody, I want to say thank you to you for helping us talk about it. I want to say thank you to all your listeners. Thank you to all of our customers. Thank you to everyone that helped us raise, you know, 15 grand for this rifle in order to donate it to the benefit. Now, the American Valor Foundation is a charity that is run by Chris Kyle's family. When I say family, I mean his parents and his brother. And once a year, they have the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit to raise money. Now, unlike a lot of charities, and we'll talk, like, I'll throw stones. So, like Wounded Warriors, those guys probably give away, you know, $2 or $3. And I don't know, so don't, like, based on reports, don't sue me, Wounded Warrior Foundation, but they give away very little money as far as percentages goes, actually, to veterans. And most of that money is used up in their administration and to their CEOs that's making well into six figures and so on and so forth and blah, blah, blah.
Don't now, worry about saying that. I know the name of that tune, too.
it makes me sick. But these guys, they follow the 90-10 rule. So they use less than 10% of the money for administrative purposes, and 90% of that money goes directly to the charity. Now, every year they pick a different charity to donate all the money that they raise. Now, last year it was, I believe it was the Smoky Mountain Service Dog charity, and those guys just raise and train service dogs for vets, and that was – I was super, super excited to be a part of that. But this year, they donated all the money to a charity called SAW, S-A-W, Save a Warrior.
Let me get you to hold right there. SAW, we'll pick this up in about 5 minutes, if you would, please, sir. Pipe Hitters Union, this is attitude that you wear, and it's all based upon what you have in you. That's what makes you a pipe hitter. You don't have to be somebody with a checkered past. You can join us. by going to pipefittersunion.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. We were talking about the benefit. Did you hear the ads playing? I have the Pipe Hitters Union apparel to look cool and the Sheath underwear to stay cool.
So that's what's up.
Tactical underwear, brother. Anyway, we were talking about Saul. Please continue on about Saul, because Saul is a very important organization.
Yeah, so to be quite honest, it was a little bit new to me. Like, a lot of people know about 22 Kill. A lot of people know about Mission 22 and this number 22 that keeps popping up, because it's, they say, I mean, from reports that about 22 veterans commit suicide every day, and that is a tremendous number. But I wasn't even familiar with this this specific charity. So Saul, Save a Warrior, and I've since studied up on them significantly, and I'm actually talking to the president of Saul about getting involved with Pipe Hitters Union to help bring them to Texas. We've got some additional talks to have, and we'll sit down and see what we can do to help them. But, you know, what they do is they bring guys in and they spend, you know, a week with them, and kind of, it's kind of a crash course, if you will, but it's just, it's a lot of us guys in the military, we know what it's like. You go to boot camp and you think you're hot stuff, but you get to boot camp and their first goal is to break you down to nothing.
Right.
And then they turn you into a hero.
Right.
Well, Saul, it seems to be very similar. They're going to, you know, wait until you ugly face cry and you've really just given it up and you've opened up and you've kind of just, you're completely opened up to them at that point. And then they're going to see what they can do to help give you some tools to help you heal.
Right.
And that's fantastic. So I was really, really happy, you know, to be a part of it. But more than that, it's very difficult to find charities to give to. Now, we give a lot of money. We give a very significant amount of money every single year. A lot of that money goes out when there are tragedies, like when those Dallas police officers were murdered, those five Dallas police officers were murdered. We donated a significant amount of money to their families. So every time there's a tragedy, we definitely donate, and we give until it hurts. Let me tell you, we definitely give until it hurts, but it's very hard to sort through charities to find out which ones are the good ones and which ones suck. And it's very easy for me to feel confident in the Valor Foundation and the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit to know that they've done that hard work and they've chosen a good, you know, a well-deserving recipient to receive all of that money.
Sure.
I can't even begin to tell you how much money was raised at this benefit. Jeff Kyle, he is my brother. He is my friend. We go back, but they raised $10,000 at the benefit to get him to shave off his beard. And they're literally going, we got $3,000. And then, hey, can I get people to start raising their hands for $500 a piece? And I stood up and it took me a minute because I was churning and I was churning and I was thinking to myself, like, man, if my beard was my identity, I would be hurting. I personally would be hurting that someone wanted me to shave it off, but it's for such a good cause. How do you say no? How do you say no? And
sure.
So I felt like he was being pressured to shave off his beard for all this money. And finally I'd had too much and I just stood up and I screamed, and there must have been 500 or 600 people in this room, and I screamed, and everybody's like, they're up on the stage. And I was like, stop, I will personally pull $5,000 out of my pocket and give it to you if we can just call it a day and you let him keep his beard. And I was kind of emotional at the moment, and I don't know what came over me, but I started screaming, and the whole room got silent, and everybody looked at me like, what's this weirdo doing? And for a moment, I was like, is this going to get any traction? Can I get anybody to help? And everybody just stared at me with this blank look. And then they immediately went back to bidding to take his beard. And, you know, afterwards, you know, Jeff came up and gave me a big hug and was like, thank you, you know, for trying to keep my beard. But he wasn't going to say no. When they raised 10 grand to take his beard, hey, you know, good on them. At least it went to a good cause. But I did what I could to help a brother, you know?
Now, do you want to know what I did for my little bit that I could do that I actually, it just fell in my lap for veterans?
Please, please.
I got about 3 minutes. So I think I can do it in 3 minutes. One of my sponsors is Boyd's Gun Stocks, and Boyd's really likes Ted Nugent. And
don't
typically,
we all yeah. love Ted Nugent.
So I had set up to interview Ted Nugent again. Ted Nugent is a good friend of the show, and I had interviewed him at the last one, or well, at 2016. So I was going to interview him, except this time I had nowhere to go. So I simply said to the Nugent people, I said, well, I have one place I could go where they really like to have him there. So we interviewed him at the Boyd's Gunstock booth. And then what started out as a, they were going to donate two stocks to Ted, turned into, you know, Ted does a lot of stuff with veterans.
Right.
And I'll shoot you a link to this video, but Ted does a lot of work with veterans. They're going to build out two hunting rifles, and Ted's going to take them on his ranch in Texas and hunt with a couple of veterans there and, you know, kill their dinner. And then he's going to give these two guns to those two veterans.
How cool is that?
Yeah. That fell in my lap. I had very little to do with that, okay? But I did actually sort of say, you know, I was pointing this way. I was just directing traffic. But that all fell together like in about 15 minutes. You know, the more I thought about it, the more I just considered that it had to, you know, we'll do this. And then I'm going to try to get them to let me go film that while that happens.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if they do it here in Texas, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from there. You know, maybe we can come out and contribute in some way as
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Because, you know, Ted is nothing but a connoisseur of guns if he's nothing else. But I think it is important as a veteran who doesn't have the issues that some veterans have to make sure that the veterans that have these issues are taken care of, because they're going to be forgotten otherwise. And we just simply cannot allow that. Can't allow
right.
that. I know there's one other thing you want to talk about, and we didn't take the time to talk about it. So we'll talk about it in the next segment. And then I got something I want to ask you about, because you're a parent as well. And I would love to hear what a parent has to say about this. But when we get back, my guest, Lincoln Osiris, and I, we're going to talk about the hearings going on right now for the current CIA nominee to head the CIA. And I'm sure you watched some of it. I did today. You know, we'll take
I'm
turns
fired
being,
up about this one, Bill.
Yeah, we'll take turns being angry about this one, you and I. So,
standing by.
PiePittersUnion.com. Go visit them today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is a young man named Lincoln Osiris. He is the guy at Pipe Hitters Union, and we're about to go somewhere right now that some of you may understand.
I'm getting a little pumped up.
One of my last things I did was as a Lurshu team chief for MI Battalion. Do you know what Lurshu used to be?
No.
Long Range Surveillance Unit.
Oh, okay. Roger that.
My team, our responsibility within the MI community was to go out and find a little group of people and figure out who was in charge of that group of people and get rid of everybody but that one little group and then bring that guy back. So we were intelligence procurers. We probably, if you and I had served at the same time, I probably would have procured some stuff that you would have done something with.
Sounds like a good time.
And here's the thing. Right now they're trying to nominate the CIA head, the new CIA. And I can't remember the lady's name. I was watching her. Do you remember her name, Lincoln?
Gina Haspel. Okay. I'm very familiar with Gina Haspel.
Now, she is a spy. She is an intelligence operative. And
she is a spy in every sense of the word.
Yeah. And the kind of job that she does, there is no way to do it politically correct. This is a ruthless job, and when it's a ruthless job, you want somebody that's going to get in there and make the churn happen.
That's right.
I presume you saw the hearings today with some of the Democrats, like Kamala Harris. I saw Kamala Harris. I don't want to hit any women, you know, but sometimes there's a few exceptions I would make.
Hillary's getting it in the nose. But that's a different story.
Sure. So tell me your thoughts on the grilling that she got today. And I saw what the Republicans were trying to do, and unfortunately the Republicans need to hire somebody like you or me to sort of pump them up prior to these hearings.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sick of people being PC. So let's talk about Gina Haspel for a second. We'll take a step back. She's done more than 30 years in the CIA. And she's done the tough jobs. She's done them in places that actually matter. It's not like she was a station chief in Switzerland. No, not so much. I think her first duty station was in Ethiopia. And
right.
then she's crawled around all those dirty places for years and years and years. And it's all she knows. Like I said, she is a spy's spy in every sense of the word. Now, where things get dirty with her is that she was the chief of station in a black site back in Thailand in 02. Now, things were crazy back then. That's when we were using advanced interrogation techniques. We were waterboarding people and putting them in, you know, uncomfortable positions and so on and so forth. And things were dirty. Now, at the time, the agency's attorneys had deemed it to be legal.
Right.
The Secretary of Defense said it was legal. The President said it was legal and told these people to make it happen. And now she's being grilled in this hearing, and she's being asked questions about morality. Like, where was your morality 17 years ago? And she's told that her answers were very, like, legal. Like, you're answering this very legally rather than from your heart and with your own opinion. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, what the heck do you expect? She, this woman, is one of the very few people on the planet that was making the magic happen when it counted. When it counted. And here we are, only to be judged 17 years later by a bunch of weak, liberal-minded politicians. And I would like to just walk down that row and smack each one of them in the face one at a time, one at a time. And it kind of reminds me of that line from A Few Good Men where Jack Nicholson's sitting up on the stand and
can't handle the
truth. Going off, and he's like, I prefer that you just said thank you. And that's kind of how I felt, but I felt that for her. And you know what? I know in my heart of hearts, that's how she felt in that moment too. But if she really wants to get confirmed, she's going to have to play the game. She's going
right.
to have to answer everything in a PC kind of way, and it's all garbage. Now, the thing that really lights me up, even more so, is that they've turned her into the bad guy. Like, these are the same people that have forgotten who the real enemy is. Have they forgotten what happened on 9/11? Have they forgotten the people that were running networks of bad guys all over the planet? Those are the bad guys. Gina Haspel, she is a hero. That woman, like, I'll tell you what, and I know this firsthand, it's tough. It's tough to get your hands dirty. It is tough to do the dirty work. It is tough to do the stuff that you know is going to scar you and you're never going to forget. But sometimes that's what's necessary. And
let me ask you a question. With some of the stuff that she was doing, was that beyond special access protocol clearance?
No, I mean, so that's pretty much as high as it gets is different special access programs. But I will tell you what, the people that were cleared for her program were probably less than a dozen in the country.
Sure.
And as it gets, and that would have been named by HBT, by the specific target. So like Abu Zubaydah, I believe he was actually also in her black site, but before she got there. So some of these really, really, really big names, they would have gone through that, but their stuff would have been cleared, not only like need to know and not only special access program and all these different caveats, but there would have been very, very few people that had that need to know. And I know that firsthand. But, you know, that what really gets me is war is ugly, especially in the early days of a war. Like, let me tell you what, I was there in the very beginning. In the very beginning, I was there. Like, Bagram wasn't built up to be a city. We lived in the mud, in GPs, surrounded by concertina wire. We didn't even have HESCO barriers around us in the beginning. But war is ugly. And that's when the best work is done. And the best work is done at that point because there aren't bean counters and politicians and diplomats in the war zone. It's warriors in the war zone. But as time progresses and things become safe enough for these weak politicians, men and women alike, to come into the war zone, they start pressing their own weak views. And that's when, that's really the beginning of the end. You know what I mean? And that's when things start slowing down and we start trying to win hearts and minds. And the warriors, they get their hands tied behind their back and they start implementing ridiculous ROEs. And everything goes right out the freaking window. And now we're doing country building. We're putting in schools and we're building roads. And are you kidding me? It really upsets me. And I said earlier, war is ugly. And one should never be quick to war. Man, I am not that guy that thinks we need to go to war for every reason under the sun. I absolutely don't think that at all. But if there must be war, it should be swift. And it should be as violent as anything you could possibly imagine. And I mean really violent. In my opinion, it should be carried out with little regard for anything other than victory. You are there to win, and it does. You do whatever it takes to win. ROEs, what are ROEs? You throw those things out the window, but you do it as quickly as possible. You win, and you bring your men and women home. You don't
ROE
turn into
is
a 17-year war.
Yeah. ROE is rules of engagement, which is sort of like another word for
running off.
I understand. I understand.
You know, on fire.
It's another term for handcuffs. Are we?
Exactly.
So we're coming up on the next break. I got to slow your roll just for a minute. We're coming up on the next break, but I'm going to let you roll because I'm going to, as a matter of fact,
blood pressure's up.
I'm going to spin your wheels till the tires burn here when we get back in just a second. You know, this is this kind of business is way beyond anything these politicians. I mean, there's no way to make it politically correct. It is. Highly, highly important, and it's highly ruthless. And to do that, and to do it well, you got to have the right player in place to execute that mission. And this lady here is the right player.
She's the right woman for the job.
Yeah. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I almost wish I had a snare drum here sometimes. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We're talking about the attempt to put a CIA director in place that is actually a competent spook, which is what you need. Yeah. Would you agree?
Man, I couldn't agree more. Like, I don't think we need... So Rex Tillerson... Let me spin you up.
When I was in the military in the 1980s, and I was in Europe, and we were told that we had to hold the Soviet Union for 72 hours. It was our belief that in 24 hours they'd be partying in France, because we fell for the propaganda. You know, we were spun up by our chain of command. We actually would have polished the floor with them, but that's beside the point. And I would have given my life to defend this country, to defend my family, to defend the people I know, the people I don't know. I would have given my life all day long for that. But if somebody out there could gather some information, if somebody out there had the will that it takes to gather information and give me the intel that I needed to be more lethal in the right place at the right time, to be lethal and to stay lethal another day and another day and another day, that was invaluable. So even though I was willing to die for the country, that didn't mean I was looking to do it.
No, so I'd rather kill 10, 20, 30, 100, 1,000 other bad guys and have them die for their country or cause.
Right. So I will say this right now. I don't care if an entire nursing home of terrorists have to be waterboarded in order to get the information necessary to protect American lives. Couldn't care less. And as far as I'm concerned, if that means military lives as well, so these military guys can go in there and do what they do, which, by the way, folks, I know you, this, it shouldn't make some of you squeamish, but military people exist to kill military people on the other side. That's and right. Win that fight. That's all they exist for. When we get out there and we have to lay a road or get out there and do an outreach or do inoculations or something, that's nice. And the fact that we can actually do that, it should be a testament to how good we are at the job. But,
and you know, Bill, I say all the time, that's why our decision to war should be the most thoughtful decision that you could ever possibly imagine, and it should be an absolute last resort. But when we make the decision to war, there is no other goal than to win, and that is it.
To win, no matter what. There's no fair fights.
No matter
there's no
what.
Rules of engagement. There's no honor. There's only winning. There's only ruthless. There's only execution of your task. So, you know, I sincerely hope that this lady gets confirmed. This double standard they're employing right now, it really sort of irritates me. Like I said, I'm trying to be older and more, more compassionate to my fellow man. And then I see some of these Democrats on TV and I'm just thinking, they wouldn't even understand what was about to happen to him if I walked up to him right now.
Right.
So. Just irritates me. It just irritates me. And for some, now, you know, I have my understanding. I don't know anything about Lincoln, but I have my understanding because I have worked with a variety of types when I was in the military. And I don't know where Lincoln would fall in there, but I did work with enough people to where if, you know, you said the wrong thing, well, guess what? You wouldn't be in that unit very long and you might not be seen for a few days.
Well, I'll tell you what, I say this all the time. We were getting trolled by some clown the other day on the internet, and I reminded everyone, I come from a place where you talk, and I can't, like, actually say it the way it should be said, but you talk trash and you get hit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really fly in this kinder, gentler military, and it definitely doesn't fly in today's day and age, but I think the world would be a lot better place if you could punch someone in the face for being a jerk.
It'd only take one.
Right. Right.
That would get their attention. But, you know, I don't. Well, you know, like one thing, I had this insane idea that I would find you and Kit and maybe some of your buddy pals, and I wanted to go out with you guys and just take you out there and go see the NORA people out there, the Alyssa Milanos and all those that were out there with the armed bodyguards that were out there pushing people around and everything. I wanted to go out there with him and just look at the guy and just go, I hate to tell you this, young fellow, but you don't have the authority to get me off of this patch of grass, okay? And if you want to try it, that's fine. You'll probably win, but I'm going to tell you, I'll have a souvenir.
Right. Right. Well, Bill, man, I am burning to know what this question you had for me. Do we have time?
Yes, we do. There is a kid out in California the other day, and he was going to take part in a pro-Second Amendment protest, a walkout, and he wore a cape to school that had the old Come and Take It on it, the Molon Lobby, and and a rendition of an AR-15 on it.
Okay.
And his school administrators pulled him in, and basically they recorded it, and then the recording got out, but they pulled him in and recorded it, and they were basically really upset about a picture of a gun on a flag that he was wearing like a cape. And they keep trying to break him, and God bless him, that kid, he just wasn't having any of that. But then at the very end, they take it, for me, a step too far, because, you know, where are the kid's parents on this? Should he have a lawyer? That kind of thing. They're like, where's your phone right now? We want to know what's on your phone, which, what has that got to do with anything?
Right.
So, you know, while I am all for teachers and I am all for order in a classroom, I'm also all for just reading, writing, and arithmetic, and let me worry about the morals of my children. And getting into his phone, you know, I can cops do that? Can cops give me your phone? Can they do that and, you know, without a warrant?
You know, I don't know, but that it's actually a really good question. Because the new iPhone X or iPhone 10,
right?
It has facial recognition.
And yeah.
The big question is: could a cop just hold that phone up to your face and unlock it, then do what he wants with it? Is that unlawful search and seizure if it's against your will? Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you this: my littles are a little too young, 1 and 3. And I talk about this all the time on your show, that I waited until I was done playing Cowboys and Indians before we had kids, so I got started really late.
Sure.
But I can tell you this. I will never allow my children to be a bully, and I will squash that like it's nobody's business. But I will not require my children to be bullied. And you know how it is now, is whether you throw a punch, whether you're right or wrong, or you're defending yourself, you're in trouble at school. And I'm not having that. I don't care whatsoever. I got a couple bucks, and I can fight the case, as Jay-Z said. If my kid is getting bullied, strike first, strike hard, and I hope there's blood. And I, Daddy, will cover you. But you better never be wrong. But if you're defending yourself, I will do everything and spend my last dollar to protect my children, because this liberal agenda, I see it, and there's stories in the news all the time, and there's nothing that gets me fired up. I say this all the time. Being a parent, a good parent, is probably the most difficult thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making the right decision all the time, but I can tell you that I put 100% into it, and it's a tough, tough thing to do. But the weakening, the sad state that, you know, this demasculinization of American men, it sickens me. And I will not require that of my children in order to just appease the system. Will not happen.
I'm being told in the chat room that if you have a passcode on your phone, they have to have a warrant for facial recognition, or even for biometric. They don't have to have a warrant.
Oh, wow. How about that? Okay. So if you have to actually physically put in a code, they need a warrant.
Right.
But if you've got your facial recognition or even biometrics, you're using your thumbprint, they don't need one. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Man, that is just jacked up. But did you know the IRS doesn't even need a warrant to go through your email? Most people don't know that. But I've been audited a few times, so I know all about the IRS.
And on that note, we have to end it right there.
All right.
We will do it soon. Again, I got something I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow about. So
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.